And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And it left the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine. Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey, everyone. Jim here, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Welcome to a New Year's Eve edition of the show. Episode 3 of 3 today. We did Jonathan Heilbrun, Stu Bashman, and now our wonderful friend Jay Lee Gandy. We had Jay Lee on last summer of 2022, I think. And we're catching up. We got a little bit of an update. It's a little bit of a shorter episode. She's got some new music out you need to check out. But it was great to hear from her. Honestly, I would go back and listen to our first episode together. And now this one, like, there's so much has changed for this young lady, and we're very excited for her. So check it out. Jay Lee, we're so proud of you, and we can't wait to see what you do next here in 2024. So congratulations on all the success. If it is your first time here, welcome. Go check out our website, bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com. Go check out our social medias, all at Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Without you guys, this show isn't possible. So thank you so much. I apologize for the delay and the way I sound. I've been super, super sick, so... But I wanted to get this out for you. So happy new year, guys. Thank you so much. I hope your 2023 was okay, and I hope your 2024 is even better. So without further ado, our conversation with the wonderful Jay Lee Gandy. Enjoy. We want to give a big thank you to our friends over at Off the Rails here in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can find them at offtherailswooster.com. They have a great restaurant, a great music venue. They have everything you would want to feel like in Nashville right here in Central Mass. If you're ever in the area, check out the restaurant, check out the music venue. Again, offtherailswooster.com, 90 Commercial Street, Worcester. Check them out. With keeping that Central Mass vibe going, we have to thank our friends over at the DCU Center, again, here in Worcester, dcucenter.com. They are the premier venue here in Central Massachusetts. They are a mid-size arena. They're the home of the Worcester Railers, the Massachusetts Pirates, numerous concerts, numerous events. Check them out, dcucenter.com. They are at 50 Foster Street, right here in Worcester. Cheers. So I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention our friends over at 10thWhiskey.com. That's 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company. They're out of Vail, Colorado. Great, great friends of ours. We don't like bourbon here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, and they make the absolute best bourbon I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because they've been great to us. They have the best bourbon, the best rye I've ever tasted in my entire life. So check them out, 10thWhiskey.com. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. Cheers. Hello, Jay Lee.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's been a long time.
I know. It's been a year almost.
It's been over a year.
That's crazy.
Isn't it nuts? The last time we talked was in July of 22. And it feels like yesterday. Can you hear me? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Testing. I can't hear you if you're talking.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Sorry.
No, sorry. It's all good. It's, you know, it's early. The internet is always a fun thing to deal with.
Definitely.
So, like I was saying, we haven't spoken in almost a year and a half now, and you have been just killing.
Thank you. I've definitely been busy. I will say that.
You sure have. And, you know, it's great to see. You know, you have so much going on for you.
Yeah, I definitely have my fair share of stuff going on between college and moving out and being a quote-unquote adult and singing and everything in between.
So you just said a lot of things that were not true a year and a half ago. So for those that didn't listen to the first episode we did together, why don't you catch everybody up to speed a little bit about who you are?
So I grew up in a small town outside of Lubbock called Idaloo. I went to school. It's a small 3A school. I stock showed. I did all of the FFA things. So I did chapter conducting and public relations and prepared public speaking. I sang in talent shows. I played a tiny bit of basketball. I did all of the things, you know, a 3A small town girl would do. And then I actually got my patient care technician's license through Idaloo. And with that, as soon as I graduated Idaloo, I went into working in the hospital at Covenant here in Lubbock. And then, so I've been working there. And then I started in the fall, I started at LCU, which is Lubbock Christian University here in Lubbock. And I'm a pre-nursing major. So, and all within that time, there has been two songs released. So,
yeah. Wow. So you've been doing way more than I thought you were doing.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Wow. So how is that working? Do you like the pre-nursing thing you're doing?
I love it. I really do. Yeah. It's really, I'm not saying I love anatomy. It's kind of kicking my butt, but I really like what I'm doing. And especially, I'm so glad I get to work in the hospital already because it just makes me even more motivated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it makes the classes a little easier though too, right?
Yeah, it definitely, I think working already definitely, like, especially gives you some insight, but I think it puts you ahead a tiny bit.
Oh, I'm sure. It's kind of, you know, it's like being anywhere else. You know, mm-hmm. It's like doing anything else. You know, the connections alone will yeah. ultimately help, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So now, how is all this going with, you know, balancing the musical world? Because I know we talked about that last time with, you know, going to school and, you know, barrel racing and, you know, doing all the shows you were doing. You know, how is that working?
I mean, obviously it's not always as easy. But I think we've definitely gotten good at scheduling things out and really just like grinding when I can. I think dedicating a little bit of time here and there to each of my adventures has really helped me. It's not always easy, but I think like the people behind me obviously are incredible and support me and help me as much as they can. So it's really nice to have a great support system and a great momager and a great manager and they really help me out and do the most.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that momager is still around. That's awesome.
Yummy bowls.
That's so great. We talked about her in length last time, I think.
Yes.
And, it's great to see that she's, you know, still right there by your side doing it. And, you know, she still has her finger on the pulse. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Now, so, you also said you moved out.
I did.
How's that?
Well, I mean, obviously I was going to move out for college, but I actually moved out a little bit earlier than everyone was expecting. I moved out in like June, and my mom, it's been great, but my mom, she was not ready for that.
No, she almost didn't. She was almost not your momager no more.
Yeah, she. It took a little bit. We're just now getting to a spot where it's not weird. But I definitely go home a lot. It's not like I'm an hour away. But you know, I really like having my like independent like time alone, and so it's really been nice to just
decompress on my phone. You know, sometimes you need that.
Definitely.
You know, you definitely need that. You know, I didn't leave home until I was 28, so I can only imagine.
Yeah.
What it would have been like if I did it earlier. You know, it's sometimes I wish I would have.
Yeah. It's really nice. I will say, like, I would give anything to go back to where all I had to worry about was middle school drama. Sure. But it's been nice, and I really enjoy where I'm at.
That's good. You know, so, okay, so now, you know, you're doing the nursing thing, you're going to schools, you're working at a hospital. So where is that leaving the music?
I definitely would say in some areas it's definitely speeding up. I'm putting out more music than I have. It's just taking a while to get there. We definitely have to, you know, find time, which is obviously not very easy.
Yeah.
But I it's definitely still going. I mean, we're pushing it as hard as we can, but
it's a slow climb, you know?
Yeah.
It's a slow climb and a fast climb all at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a lot. And I never really realized how slow paced it was, but it's also so fast.
Sure.
Like when I put out Hand-Me-Downs, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like just so proud that I just put out my first song. And I, like, that's all I can think about. And everyone else is around me is like, all right, we got to get the next song ready to go. And I was like, I was sitting there kind of in shock because I was like, I just put out a song. Like, can I not sit here and
can take I enjoy it this in? For a minute?
And I'm like, no, like, everyone's ready for your next one. Like, let's go. And so it's just, it's a lot different than I thought it would be, but I'm enjoying it. So
That's good. So now, you know, now that we have three songs out, right?
Yes.
What is the conversation look like for, you know, what's next?
Oh my gosh. I mean, just more songs. I think I'm gonna put out a couple more songs, and then that will be like, we'll put all of them together, and that'll be my first EP. I definitely, there's so many different routes we can go, but I think Little Things is very unique. And I think people took it very well coming from me. And so maybe you'll try to go that route next time and see what happens.
Nice. So for what you have, right? Do you have other things that are ready to go?
I mean, as any artist, you have to have some in your back pocket just, you know, to keep on hand. I have a couple songs. I don't know if it'll be the next one I record, but we're definitely getting there, and I'm always looking for writing sessions and time to do that too. So I have a couple songs, but I'm always down to write more.
Good. I mean, what you've already put out in your writing is just fantastic. You know, it's really, really good, you know, especially for, you know, I'm sure you hear it all the time, but somebody as young as you are.
Yeah. And that definitely, I think that's definitely attributed to who I've written with and who I've been around and, you know, how I grew up but also like, who taught me how to write and who kind of guided me in that, because Deanna Walker and like Sophie Lynn, the one that I co-writeded Little Things with, they're amazing, and they are really, really great to learn from.
Yeah. So now, you know, when you are co-writing these songs with other people, how are you doing it?
Honestly, all of the co-writes that I have been in have been so incredibly easy in terms of writing. Like, it's like having a simple conversation. It kind of just flows. I've gotten along with everyone so well, and it's so natural, I guess you could say.
Sure.
So I really, like, all I have to say about co-writing is great things. Like, they've taught me so much, and it's just nice to bounce back ideas off of someone and kind of have that conversation when you're writing a song.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, it's nice to be able to, you know, go into a write with an idea, and then somebody else have ideas to add to it, or, you know, take from it, or, you know, whatever that those cases may be.
Mm-hmm. And especially with little things, it was nice because, you know, we're picking out all of those little things and making a song about them. And so, like, I came in with some, and then, like, Sophie added some, and we were just talking about, you know, all of the little things that make big problems. And so it was just nice because it made a song. You know what sure. I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, do you, with, you know, your latest release came out, what, November?
Yes.
Now, obviously, there's nothing coming out here before Christmas. But,
yes.
because I would be like, oh, we just put something out last week. now, what is the timetable for song number four?
You know, I think around spring, but I'm going to be honest. Like, it really hasn't been that much of a conversation. I know where everyone's just trying to get around the holidays. And,
yeah.
It just feels like we released Little Things yesterday. And I feel like it still needs its time to shine.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see with that. You know, it's one of those things, right, where it's like, you know, Hand Me Downs came out in July of 22. And then, you know, Down the Road, which was great, comes out in April of 23. And now you have Little Things in November. You know, that's like, what, 7 months from between April and November? April, maybe.
Something like that.
You know, and then so, like, even if you did something in the spring of next year, you know, you're on that mm-hmm. track of, you know, every you know, handful of months or whatever. And I think it, you know, it also shows how, you know, how each song evolves and how you evolve as a, you know, singer, songwriter, person, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You know, because in Hand Me Downs, you get, you know, you get little Jaylee. You know,
yeah, you get baby Jaylee.
Right. And then down the road, you get, you know, a young woman coming into her own, you know, being on, you know, like we've talked about, doing your own mm-hmm. thing and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, you're telling your story through your music, and it's, you know, pretty evident, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah. And I've definitely, like, I think behind the scenes we're all kind of hustling, but I definitely want to take my time and make sure that I put out music because, you know, it's for me and it's for everyone else and not just because I need to put out a song.
Oh,
so I definitely think that delicacy is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, okay, so let's forget about Jaylee, the singer-songwriter, the nurse per se, but what are you doing when you're not doing all of these things that are, you know, trying to bring you to the next level in life?
I do a lot of studying for anatomy, but I definitely try to hang out with friends, and I definitely do a lot of sleeping. I as a PCT, I'm working nights. Because days really didn't go with my schedule this past semester. So
yeah.
The nights definitely kick me into gear sometimes. So sleeping is a big thing, but always finding new music, always hanging out with friends, always down for a, in Lubbock, we have a loop that goes around. It's kind of like our interstate, but it's a loop that goes all the way around Lubbock. And it's kind of known as a loop lap, but you quite literally just drive it. And I think it's like 25 minutes all the way around back to where you started. But always down for a loop lap to go listen to some music and stuff like that.
Nice.
Definitely That's nothing awesome. Insane and crazy.
Now, I know as a fresh new college student, I'm sure you're being a very good girl in the city and not getting into trouble. But are you going out with friends? Are you doing that sort of thing? How's the social life as a nurse and singer songwriter early into all of this?
I mean, I think it's there. I think if anything, that kind of got set to the side a little bit just because I need to stay focused and, especially as a pre-nursing major, studying is a big thing and it's very hard to do. It's very hard to get through and you have to have good grades. And so I think that's definitely been really high on my list in priorities. But I still do hang out with friends. I wouldn't say I necessarily go out and party per se, but I still find time to hang out with my friends and I still go home and hang out with my family, and me and my mom still go on our little lunch dates. So
that's good.
I think that's the most important.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely important to keep the people that, you know, have always been there for you close.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Now, what do you want to do about, playing more out into the world, playing live shows, doing that sort of thing, with your nursing schedule? How are you going to manage that?
One thing I loved about the healthcare industry itself and like nursing is it's scheduling is most of the time not a problem. You kind of schedule yourself. So it's really nice. Like if I have to play a gig on Friday, I just don't schedule myself. They're really flexible and the schedules there are really nice. I mean, you have to work some odd holidays here and there and some weekends, but it's really not bad. And it's really flexible to where I can, if I need to go to Nashville, I can work at the beginning of the week or something like that. And it gets taken care of. But I definitely would say like school is the biggest factor with that. But I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a puzzle putting it together, but once you get it figured out, it really makes it, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's one of those things where, there's nobody out there that knows your schedule and your stamina and what you can do better than anybody else.
Yeah.
You can't kill yourself. You can't, sell yourself short. You will get to where you need to be on your time, and you're doing that already. And it's, it also shows in your music.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's a lot, but it's definitely, it just takes a lot of communication, I think, especially with like just timing of it. But
yeah,
I mean, I love it. So we're definitely going to push through.
Good. Good, as you should. It's been great watching you and what you're doing, and it's great to catch up and hear what you got going on and all the success you're having in your personal life. It's great to see you doing things. I love seeing you chase your dreams. It's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So have we changed our boots since the last time we talked?
We never change our boots. What are you talking about? They're hand-me-down.
That's right. Now, I don't remember what we said it was the last time, but what is it still then, I guess you could say?
I don't remember what we said last time either.
I don't either. Nope. Sure don't. It was a year and a half ago. I barely remember what I did this morning.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. They call me Dory, so.
They call me Dory.
I cannot remember what we said.
I don't either. All right. So then, what are they? What are your boots?
What are my boots? Like in terms of things that keep me grounded, or
no, like the ones you put on your feet.
Oh, okay. Actually, they might have changed a little bit since I've been wearing a lot of tennis shoes lately. Like On Clouds have definitely stayed on my feet, especially in college.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, Jesus. You know, yeah.
That's probably my most worn shoe.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, I wish I had a good pair of shoes. I don't. I've been wearing these pair of Hey Dudes that I have on now for like almost a year because I got them for Christmas last year. I love them. I absolutely love them.
But, oh yeah. Oh yeah. My Hey Dudes. Yeah. I get a new pair quite often.
Yeah. I'm at that point.
So easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at the point though where like I need new Hey Dudes, like really bad. So yeah. So well, you know, hopefully Santa will bring me another pair for Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully someone will listen to this call.
Right. Right.
Get you some.
Right. Hopefully somebody will listen and be like, "Hey, guess what? I have been okay. Never mind." yeah, that's awesome. It's so great. It's so great to hear from you, Jaylee. I'm so excited for you. You know. When the next stuff comes out, you know, we'll touch base again, I'm sure. And until then, definitely. You know, thanks for coming on and giving us an update. And you know, I hope you have a great Christmas season and all that. And you know, tell everybody we said hello and a big thank you to everybody. And you know, we'll talk to you soon.
That's awesome. You too. Have a great Christmas.
You
I appreciate
too.
You so much.
Oh, of course, anytime. All right, Jaylee. See you later.
Okay, bye. Thank bye. You.
You're welcome.
Now we're going to thank our friends on the North Shore, the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint. Our buddy Jonathan Post is the head chef and owner of The Porch. They are at 175 Rivers Edge Drive, right in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't want to miss this place. They have some of the best food in the region. Jonathan has brought his Nashville roots here to New England with the food, with the hospitality, and most of all, the music. Check him out, theporchsouthern.com.
Dallas Jackson here with Tipsy Music. Artists, are you tired of getting $5 to play Freebird? How are you getting fans to engage with your own music? Venmo and Linktree are just temporary solutions until now. Tipsy Music is the one-stop shop for live music to make your life easier and monetize your set list. Tipsy takes Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and even credit cards, all through your unique Tipsy QR code. Best part is no app to download, so fans can pay you quickly and get back to getting tipsy while watching you do what you do best. Sign up for free today at tipsymusic.com. That's TIPSEE music.com at tipsymusic on all socials. Long live live music.